You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world. So I want to talk dating, embodied, empowered dating. And I want to speak to this through the lens of really rewiring the paradigm of what dating and relationship is and what's available to us through dating and relationship. I've had a number of clients over the last few weeks who've requested that I support them through dynamics within their dating world. And, you know, truth be told, this is usually a topic that I kind of steer clear from, at least directly. And, you know, who am I to not answer the call? And I was driving home from jiu-jitsu about half an hour ago, listening to banger of a song, by the way. I have immaculate music taste. It's Okay by Atomic Kitten. And, you know, there's one thing that I've spoken to in the past, and that is that, you know, I think that all love songs, all breakup songs, all songs that are written through the lens of speaking to another person, we really get to practice listening to them as though we're speaking to ourselves. Here's potentially some of the paradigm shifts already. I really think that relationships are only ever a mirror image of our relationship with ourselves, and that they're always an opportunity for us to take ourselves deeper, to take ourselves deeper into our relationship with ourselves. And so I was listening to It's Okay by Atomic Kitten. And in a nutshell, this song is, it's a breakup song. It's a song of healing through a relationship that we thought was the one. And, you know, and I of course can hear that. I can hear that in the song. And yet what I hear is, you know, if we look through the lens of speaking to ourselves, what I hear is compassion for a version of us that wasn't able to show up for us. I hear compassion, you know, if I listen to this song as though it's me speaking to me, what I hear is compassion for the part of me that self-abandoned, the part of me that promised the world and then backed off when the going got hard, the part of me that kind of stepped away, that ran, that fell back into, you know, that sense of helplessness or into, you know, a trauma response or a survival response of freezing or running or you know, not being there to remain a stand for the thing that I was initially a stand for. And, you know, I do this with love songs as well. When I listen to a beautiful love song, yes, I can look at it through the lens of hearing it being for another person, being about another person. And yet what really empowers me is when I can listen to those same love songs through the lens of it being written by me, about me. And I think that that's something that we get to practice shifting into. Because when we shift into that state, into that paradigm, we take on a new level of responsibility. And when we take on responsibility for everything that we create in our life, we have the ultimate power. You know, all too often I see a willingness from people to take responsibility for all of the good things in their life, and yet to very quickly refuse to take responsibility for the quote-unquote negative things in our life. Yes. And so I think that when we can start to see everything as a reflection of ourselves, it gets to be a really empowering way of viewing the world. It gets to be a really empowering lens to live from, provided that we choose to see it through as all feedback, as not right or wrong, but simply feedback, simply data collection. My clients know that that's one of my favorite terms, data collection. Everything is feedback. Everything is merely data collection. And so, you know, I was listening to this song on the way home and I was like, fuck, like, people don't hear this the way I hear this. Oh, it actually chokes me up a little bit. People don't hear music the way that I hear music. People don't hear the message for themselves in these songs. And so, you know, what I really want to encourage is the next time you find yourself drawn to a love song or a breakup song, when you feel really drawn to it, listen to the lyrics and see what's there for you about you. Yeah? Don't make it about another person. Don't make it about the breakup that you may be navigating. You know, yes, use music to heal and express. And more notably, use music as the messenger for where you get to meet yourself more fully, where you get to show up for yourself more fully, where maybe you haven't been the teammate for yourself that you deeply deserve. Ooh. Wow. Yeah. And so, you know, I want to speak to in the dating world, because I think there's a lot of stories of if a relationship doesn't last, or if, you know, there's not longevity in relationships, or it doesn't end in marriage and a white picket fence and children, and, you know, it's not this, it doesn't end in the power couple, if it doesn't end in hashtag relationship goals, that it's a failure. And I once upon a time lived by this way of thinking as well, and I think that it's programmed into women through, you know, Disney and through social conditioning and, of course, hormones, right? When we consider that women pass the age of around 27, there's something in us, there's a primal instinct that kicks over in us that kind of warns us of low eggs, right? Like, you need to lock down a man and get pregnant, right? I don't personally subscribe to that. Yes, there is hormonal things at play here. And I also believe that we don't have to fall into urgency. I feel that urgency is desperation, and desperation is survival, and that's trauma. And we get to relax into everything we've ever wanted. You know, if you've followed my work closely, you know that I'm all about relaxing into everything that we've ever wanted. And so, you know, I want to speak to rewriting the way that we view relationships. When I look over the years of my dating experiences, if I stuck to the lens of what traditional successful dating is, then my God, I am a failure many, 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 many times over. In the sense that my longer term relationships have ended. They haven't ended in marriage. They haven't ended in children. They haven't ended in multiple years together, you know. When I consider my dating experiences, you know, they would be considered a failure in the sense of them not ending in a committed, exclusive relationship. And yet, when I check in with myself, they've all been the most beautiful successes, even the ones that have fucking ripped my heart out and thrown it on the floor. Wow, I didn't expect myself to get this emotional. Because when I reflect on what each and every experience has given to me, every single one has shown me a new part of myself. It's given me feedback. It's given me data of what I am and am not available for, what I want more of in my life and what I want less of in my life. It's given me feedback about what aligns with me and what doesn't. It's given me feedback about, you know, everything, who I am, my wounds, where I still get to do the work, where I'm still operating from inner child or attachment wounding, or and where I feel most in my power and what triggers me and what has me fall into doubt and what has me wanting to run, you know. And I know my patterns well now. I know the way that I play the game when I'm scared or when I'm feeling vulnerable or when my attachment wounds rear their head, and they inevitably do. Like, I'm human. We're all just at different levels of this game. And when I say game, I don't mean to make dating a game. I mean the game of life, right? It's all simply feedback. And I think as women, we're taught to white knuckle our dating dynamics, to place expectation and to grip so tightly and want it to work so badly that we actually become blind to what's right in front of us. We become blind to whether something is or isn't a match for us. So, following the recent requests for nervous system-based dating advice, I have taken it upon myself to bring you Wildfire. Now, Wildfire is a free Telegram channel designed to support you in creating an inspired, embodied, steamy love life. This is for the woman who perhaps, you know, has been out of the game for a while, is new to dating and is feeling a little bit nervous, maybe a little bit anxious, a little bit overwhelmed, or for the woman who, you know, is just wanting to experience something deeper in their love life. So this channel will be full of free content on all things attachment style, emotional regulation, nervous system regulation, healing from past breakups and challenges, masculine and feminine dynamics, and I'll even be littering in some of the inside scoop in my own dating world that I never share publicly. Now, I'll be doing this through the lens of really helping you to have real world examples of just how good it gets to be. So if this is something that you're interested in, you can find the link to join Wildfire in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you in there. All right. When we get caught in, you know, I remember years ago, like early adulthood, late teens, I remember being in, and bless him if he happens to listen to this, like, full love to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I landed myself in what I now know to be a very toxic, very abusive relationship on both sides. I didn't recognize it at the time because it was so normal, you know, like that dynamic was so prevalent in my world and with other couples. And I remember, you know, it was a 12-month relationship, and I remember the first 3 months I was happy, and then the next 9 months I was fucking miserable. And yet I didn't want to end the relationship because my biggest fear, this is madness to me now to admit, my biggest fear was what other people would think if the relationship quote unquote failed. If I were to end it, then people would see me as a failure, would see the relationship as a failure. They couldn't make it work. And yet the truth was, we just weren't aligned. We just didn't have the tools available to us at that level that we were playing at to, well, I mean, that's a lie, we did, but they weren't in my awareness at least, you know, and I don't think they were in his either. Otherwise, I mean, it would have been different, right? We do the best we can with what we've got, and when we know better, we do better. And so it wasn't in alignment, and yet I gripped and I held on and I stuck around for 9 fucking months, right? That's precious time. Because I was so afraid of quote unquote failing, instead of seeing those first 3 months for the beautiful journey that it was. And then as it shifted, you know, as the tide shifted, choosing to see it as, you know, as an invitation into the next phase, you know. And so I really want to share this to encourage you, like, if you're in the dating realm, let go of all the fucking traditional concepts of, like, how long you should, you know, how long you should stick around, and how there's so many narratives, how long it should take you to heal before you get into the next relationship and so on. And I just really encourage you to just tune into what fucking feels good for you, you know. Like, it's so easy from the outside looking in to make up narratives of whether someone's doing it right. And, you know, the funny thing is that a lot of the time these narratives come from people who aren't even on the field. you know, people who aren't even in the realm of dating, because dating is scary. Dating means that at some point you're going to have your heart fucking ripped out. Dating always ends, even if it ends in quote unquote success, even if it ends in marriage and the white picket fence and kids and a lifetime together, at some point your partner's going to die. It's going to end in heartbreak. And so that's fucking scary. And there's so many people who aren't willing to experience that, who aren't willing to even put skin in the game to experience that, who aren't willing to risk it. And truth is, I feel sorry for them because they're missing out on the most incredible experience. They're missing out on the opportunity to really meet themselves in a whole new way. And there's so much life available to us in relationship. So much life available to us. And so when we numb out and we avoid because we don't want to have our heart broken, then we numb out and avoid all of the good stuff too. And that's sad, man. That's fucking sad. And so what I really hope that you hear in this is risk it to get the biscuit, right? Like, when we can see all of it as an opportunity, there are no fuck-ups, you know. I encourage you, liken this to business, liken this to sport, liken this to finances, liken it to whatever you want to kind of take it and whatever word you want to insert here. I think all too often we put skin in the game and then we have the first challenge arise and we take that to mean that it's not for us, yeah? And so we pull back. And we never get there. We never get what we want because at the slightest challenge, we make it mean that it's not for us. That the challenges are coming up as a messenger that it's not our path. And I know I experienced this many times over in my dating world, you know, where I had these challenges arise, where I had heartbreaking closures, you know, and the kind of closures that never really got closure, right? The things that just ended and it was never spoken about, it was never discussed, it was never brought to a point of completion, really, you know? I had to choose that for myself. And a couple of times I fell into the story of like, maybe love just isn't meant for me. Maybe love in that format just isn't meant for me. Maybe I'm someone who's just meant to spend my days alone. Fuck, doesn't that sound horrible? I can't believe I would even subscribe to that for a moment. And yet I see so many people settling for that. You know, they have the challenge arise and they choose to have that mean that maybe they're just meant to be alone. And it wasn't until I started to shift my perspective, and truth be told, it was in business that this first started to shift, and then I kind of copied and pasted this into relationship. It wasn't until I started to go, well, hang on, mate, what if these challenges were the exact set of challenges that were inviting me into the next level? What if everything that arose in my life, everything that intercepted my path was exactly for me? And that nothing was ever a mistake. All of it was calling me forward into who I'm here to be. And so every breakup, every heartbreak, every closure that didn't get closure, what if it was just calling me forward? Thank you. Thank you. What if it was all just learning? What if it was all just feedback that I get to take and become better for? To become a better lover, to become a better daughter, to become a better sister, to become a better coach, to become a better, you know, a better human being. And so now I look back over years of, you know, heartbreaks big and small, because let's be honest, any ending, big or small, has to include inevitably grief, has to include loss. Now I look back on every single one of them, even the ones that still fucking hurt, and I just say thank you. I was having this conversation just the other day with one of my closest friends. Like, damn, girl. Like, we are, like, I'm a fucking beast. You're a fucking beast because we've chosen to allow the grindstone of life to sharpen us. We've trusted that whatever stands in our way is a stepping stone, right? It's not a block. It's a springboard. And so we use it. We use it as though it is for us, because it is for us. There can be no other way. And so I really, really hope that whatever it is you're going through, whether you're just jumping into the dating scene, whether you've been in a relationship for years and you've hit your wall, you've had that challenge arise, whether you're, you know, terrified of dating, whether you're someone who, like me many, many moons ago, tells themselves that they're too busy to date, or that their career takes up too much of their time, or that it's just not for them, right? Whatever your dynamic is, I encourage you to please start seeing the challenge as the opportunity and watch your entire world change. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Experience podcast. Now, I'm a real person back here, so every mention, every share, every bit of feedback is deeply valued, and I love nothing more than hearing what golden nuggets are landing for you. So if something did land for you, or there's someone in your world who needs to hear this, please share it with them and share it to your social media. Tag me in it so that I'm aware of it and I can share it to my story. As I said, every little bit counts. Every little bit helps get this message out there. And I want to close off today's conversation. Ladies, this one's for you. I have a free ebook and audio training called Fierce and Free. And this is for the woman who is looking to really step things up a level in her world, looking to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, build greater boundaries, and just be more discerning in where their energy is going. So you can get access to that one free at www.fiercefreewoman.com. And I will speak to y'all soon.